Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right, let's see if you can say, oh yeah, that's My Kind of Crazy when you hear this week's confession.
And I love our Not So Cool Kids tribe, man. Thank you so much for always bringing these to us. Starts, I'm not proud of this, but I have to know if I am the only one. About 5 years ago, I met my husband for the first time. We were in college. He was dating someone. There's kind of drama, but technically they were broken up, so I am not a homewrecker. But I always kind of kept tabs on the girl's life through social media. It's 5 years later, and it has never stopped. We are now married, but I still check his ex's Twitter or Facebook like every other day.
What?
I don't even know why anymore. Could it be the satisfaction that he's just single? I don't know. I am 100% confident in our marriage, so it's nothing like that. I just want to know if anyone else is my kind of crazy.
And I love how she signed it.
Insert any fake name you choose so I don't have to use my real name. We always give you a fake name when you admit you're crazy to us. So.
Okay, so she's checking her ex's ex-girlfriend's Twitter.
No, her current husband.
Oh, right. Her current husband's ex-girlfriend's
Social media
every other day.
5 years after her and her husband met. They have met. Dated, got engaged, got married, and still every other day she looks up her husband's ex. What is the why would you do that?
I don't know. All right, 404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show. If you can say, yep, that's my kind of crazy. Of course, we can change your name and where you're from and all
yes.
that stuff. But if you follow your current ex and check in on them, we definitely want to hear from you. Jeff, you don't do this, do you?
No.
Like, you don't follow any of your wife's ex-boyfriends?
No, that would be so weird.
I think so, too. I don't follow any of my husband's exes.
Do you follow any of your own exes? Like, that would almost
be... There were a few friends with benefits that were still friends on social media, but I never go purposefully check on it. I just never unfriended them.
It would be different if she was following, like, her own ex. Like, he broke my heart, and I want to make sure he's miserable forever. So I'm going to follow him on Instagram and look at his sad, miserable life. That would be different.
But this woman follows her current husband's ex-girlfriend and checks in on her every other day? What kind of crazy is this? If you can admit it, we would love to hear from you. 404.
Oh, boy. We're going to get calls. Here they come. We're going to get calls.
263-0941. If you can admit that you are much like this not-so-cool kid.
Hey, Brittany in Social Circle. This is not.
Yes. I have done this, and it's totally my kind of crazy.
Why?
Really?
Why? Because it's to the point that you're just like, really, do I want it? I really want to see what's going on with this person.
Well, it's just curiosity. It's not insecurity.
It is.
So it is. I kind of get it, too. Curiosity.
It's so, you know what? Y'all aren't the only ones, 100%.
Are you serious?
Yes.
All right, I cannot wait to hear from you. 404-263-0941, if you can say that this is your kind of crazy.
And we got somebody who's going to level it up.
Oh, good.
They do it in person.
Checks on the ex in person?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll take that call and yours coming up next after Imagine Dragons, Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is my kind of crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right, if you keep tabs on your current ex, then you can definitely say this is your kind of crazy. Jeff, the confession.
I'm not proud of this, but I have to know if I'm the only one. I met my husband for the first time in college. He was dating someone, so there was a little bit of tension when he started dating me. I always kept an eye on the girl's life through social media, and it's never stopped. Here I am 5 years later. We are married, but I still check his ex's social media every other day. I don't know why. Maybe the satisfaction of knowing that she's single? I'm completely confident in our marriage. It's nothing like that. I just want to know if anybody else is that sort of insane crazy.
Heather in Buford, can you say that's your kind of crazy?
Yes, every single day I check that lady's Facebook because she is worse than me. I mean, every day I just want to thank you, Jesus, you know. Thank you so much that I'm not that messed up. You know, I mean, she married her daughter's husband, you know, and I'm like, it just, I don't know, maybe it makes me feel better that I got him and thank God he didn't have to go through whatever you were going to put him through.
Wait a second.
There's a lot to unpack there.
So.
Hold up.
Yes, checking her page, I noticed that. I was like, oh my God, she's marrying her daughter's husband. Like, did the kids call her grandma's stepmom?
You're kidding.
Wow.
You're kidding, yes. Right? You're just being
mean. No, I am not kidding. I am definitely. You can't make this up. You can't.
What?
When you find out stuff like that, do you go and tell your husband, hey, guess what your ex did?
Well, yeah. I just happened to see her on Facebook.
You know? I don't know. She popped up in the people you may know section.
People you may know. You know, and I just happened to see it.
She's definitely not a tab on my, you know, homepage where I could click it. Yeah.
I haven't bookmarked her or anything.
Yeah, it just kind of popped up.
Hey, Kelly in Alpharetta, is this your kind of crazy?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's that crazy. I mean, because I'm not doing anything like wrong. I'm just curious, you know. But mm-hmm. Basically, what I do is I go see the people in person. So I kind of like take a step further, and
whoa.
You know, like, well, okay. So let me just explain it this way. It's not like creepy like that. I mean, it's just like I'm curious about it, and I want to know who these people are that like my husband was in love with, you know, 15 years ago. We've been married for 10 years, and things are great. But it's just like I kind of feel like in order for me to know him like fully, I need to know sort of like what made him tick in the past, you know? So, for example, you know, I'll look at somebody on Facebook and not necessarily, I don't really even always have to like friend them. I can find out a lot of information without that. Or like even LinkedIn is really good. And like one of his like serious live-in girlfriends that he had before me. She works at Orange Theory. So, you know, I signed up for Orange Theory and I just like make sure to only take her pieces.
Oh my goodness. And she has no idea who you are.
You paid money for this.
Oh God. No. She doesn't know. And I would never like tell my husband because, yeah, he would probably think that's kind of weird. Yeah. I mean, and it's like, and sometimes it's really hard. Maybe it's like also kind of fun for me. I don't know. It's just a weird, like, you know, it's like a little, I don't know. I can't even explain it, but it is kind of fun.
I love you for admitting this.
So how many of your husband of 10 years exes have you sought out and met in person?
Yeah. I mean, it's only been like three. So like there was the Orange Theory one. Yeah. One of them was really hard. Well, a couple of them, the last two ones were really hard. But the one in the middle was like, she didn't even live here. So in order for me to meet her, I had to take like a girls trip to Charleston basically like find a hotel that was right by this boutique that she owns, like a clothing store. And like, we all went there and went shopping and things like that. And that was kind of tricky because I had to figure out like when she was going to be there too.
Do your friends know what you're doing? Like, did they know why y'all went to Charleston?
Are you crazy? No way. I'm not going to like just tell people that. Are you crazy? Like, yeah, let's all go to Charleston so I can, you know, like pseudo suck my. No, I don't tell people that. Are you kidding?
All right. What's number three?
Okay. So like number three is. I mean, quite honestly, I still haven't quite done the job on this one because I really want to meet her. She's basically a housewife, and it was really hard to find her, first of all, because she, like, changed her name. And sometimes people have that somewhere in their shop, but she didn't have that. But anyway, I found her. She's a stay-at-home mom, And I, like, basically was, like, parking down the street to see if I could get a glimpse of her. And I've seen her, like, just, like, going to run errands and coming back. But I can't figure out a reason to, like, go up to the door. Like, people don't sell vacuum cleaners anymore. So how am I supposed to just go up to the door to meet her?
Well, you're going to have to convert to it and become a Jehovah's Witness.
There you go.
This, I think, is the only I think that's the only option available.
Oh, my God. I love that you would admit that. That is a special kind of crazy. All right, if you can admit this is your kind of crazy and you want to share on Facebook, then we can always continue the conversation over there, right?
Yeah, please just Jeff and Jen Show on Facebook and leave your comments.
Y'all never cease to amaze me. We need to get Kelly and Alpharetta to become our private investigator.
Have her look up people and go find exes and whatnot for us.
Yeah, hire her for the show.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.